You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Hey, if you missed a segment of the show, make sure that you check out the Dana and Parks podcast. You can follow us on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. You had some new genetic testing?
I just got an email that said, you know, they're trying to get you to subscribe to the higher premium version of in any of these services. And you know this, many years ago, Scott and I, was it Christmas? I'm trying to remember what we did it for. We were like, let's go ahead and do the swab and do the 23andMe. Just see what we get. And
mine was accurate.
Yeah, it was very accurate. But it didn't tell me a lot. It told me that I don't have that weird gene that makes cilantro tastes like dish soap. It told me, you know, it's just a lot of kind of weird things. I did find out I do not have the Alzheimer's gene, which does not mean you're not going to get Alzheimer's. I also don't have the
just
big bad.
You're not predisposed
yeah,
to do it.
I don't have the big bad breast cancer gene, which also doesn't mean you're not going to get breast cancer. Mm-hmm. So I haven't spent a lot of time looking any of this stuff up. But you get an email every once in a while that says, you know, you have 242 new relatives. Most of them are like fifth cousin, four times removed. I don't recognize the names, the cities. I think you could probably legally have a child with some of these people, and it wouldn't. Your child would be perfectly healthy. That's how
wouldn't come out with three
eyes.
That's
how far down the tree that these things go. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not. Sorry that I did it, but I, you know, are you?
No, I'm not sorry. I found it interesting. I was 88% English Irish, which I pretty much already knew, a little French, a little German. But what I found fascinating about 23andMe is I went on the site like 2 or 3 years ago. You remember this?
Yeah.
And it was telling me all the people around the country that I was related to.
I don't know any of these people. And even the closest to me on the tree, I don't have any idea
who these
people
are. How many of them
have
the last name right?
None.
Exactly.
None.
Exactly. When I went and looked at 23andMe and went and looked at all the people around the country that I was somehow related to, none of them had the last name Parks. None.
Your name truly does die with you. Yeah, I'm looking. I have no, I don't know who any of these people are. Is it interesting to, I guess? I'm going to be honest. You know what I think most people are curious about? We always had that one cousin that didn't really seem to fit in.
And you're trying to figure out if you're actually related to them? Well,
or is, you know, maybe I've had this happen to several people I know, and I do not mean one. I mean, several people I know went through this whole thing and found a whole side of a tree they did not know existed. Or maybe you are not exactly the percentage you should be equal to your siblings. Like that kind of thing.
Because you come from somewhere else.
Or you were adopted and no one ever said anything. Or there was an oops baby back in the 60s or the 70s.
A good looking mailman, you know what I'm
Scott,
saying?
Scott, you would be shocked how many people figure that out.
I've got an older sibling somewhere.
Wait, do you know this because of the ancestry stuff, Dan, or is because someone told you?
No, because my father finally told me.
Okay.
By the way,
is he still with us?
Your mom, when she was younger in college,
yeah,
had to give a baby up.
Had to give a baby up, which, Dan, was so common.
Yes, it was.
Back in those days. And you know what else was common? No one ever talked about it after that happened.
Yeah, I've been on this planet. I was on this planet 55 years before my dad was like, can I tell you something? I'm like, yeah, please tell me. He's like, well, I don't know how you're going to react. I'm like, I'm going to be fine. What? And he told me, I'm like, oh, wow. How about that?
Well, aren't you curious?
I'm very curious, and I haven't followed through with it yet, but I'm very curious.
Does he know? Is it a boy or a girl?
I do not believe that we know.
Okay.
I mean, he might.
Do you know where this person is?
No.
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 Dan, I will tell you, I was 40 when I learned I had a new cousin, another cousin. And when my mom and dad were, I think it was my mom who said something about it. First, she goes, we told you that. And I go, no, I would have remembered that story. You most certainly did not. She goes, well, I just would have sworn you knew that. She said, yeah, I got a call the other day from somebody that said, I think I'm looking for, is this so-and-so? And I think I'm looking for so-and-so. And my mom just said, welcome home.
I may have actually met the person. Actually, now that I think about it, we did visit. We did visit a family in Canada.
With no explanation?
Well, they were just family friends, and as we were passing.
Oh, they were friends, all right.
I doubt it, Dan, because I'm telling you, you know, back in the day, people just, when those things happened, and they did happen frequently, you just, I don't think the women ever moved on, but you just kind of moved on.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, from the text line. I will never take one of those tests. I came from Iowa, and I'm terrified my family's tree is more like a circle.
Haven't I told you guys I have someone that I know very, very well, one of the handful of people that this has happened to, and he or she was always terrified of dying young because their dad died very young, like heart attack, unhealthy, high cholesterol, right? So this person spent their entire life only eating kale and running and working out. Like
I'd rather die.
One of the most fit people I know. Okay.
Sounds awesome.
Because, you know, he just said, I lost my dad at an early age. Does the 23andMe. His father, of course, long passed, and his dad
is not his dad.
Is not his biological father. And in fact, Bio Dad lived to age 99. I'm like, get out of the gym.
We're going to McDonald's.
You've got great genes. You had no idea.
Would it bother you to find out if you took one of these tests, and I know you already have, but if you found out later in life that Craig was not your biological father?
I would be like, what? It wouldn't bother me, but I would be like...
I mean, he would still be your dad.
Oh, of course. My journalist brain, though, would be like, tell me everything.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just tell me everything. I want to know. I want to know everything.
You know, I've told you, my mom, growing up, always thought that Stephen Dunstan was her dad. And then her older brother, Stephen Dunstan, I think I'm getting her dad's name right. We were living in Lansing, and the phone rings, and it's my uncle on the phone. He's 15 years her senior, and he said, Margaret, I have something I have to tell you. And
how old was she at the time?
She was in her well into her 40s, probably 44, 45.
Yeah.
And by the time we moved to Lansing, And her brother said, I know something that you need to know. And Mr. Dunstan was not your father. Your real father was named something McDade.
Did it bother her?
No.
Because what I've heard from people is other things start making sense then. Like if some of them have said, and not all of them, but I always felt like something wasn't quite right. My whole life, I couldn't put my finger on it.
We always assumed, Stephen Dunstan, I think that's his name, Stephen Dunstan died when my mom was like 3 years old, and my grandmother had another relationship, from which my mother came, and she never suspected anything was different or weird or
odd.
But
because who she thought was her dad passed when she was very, very young.
3 years,
Does she even have any memories of that?
I don't think
man?
So.
So is that less shocking than when you hear that the guy that you've just sort of been told that you don't even remember was your dad is not your dad? Is that somehow less jarring? And I don't know the answer to that.
I would have to think so.
I would think.
You know, you didn't know him. There was no relationship. But that's who you thought your dad was. And then you later learn that you never even really knew who your father was. And he ended up moving from New York to Missouri, of all places, and died long before my uncle told my mom,
yeah,
here's who your real dad is.
It would just spark great curiosity in me.
And I hate the term real dad. That's not
fair. I know,
I
know.
That's not fair.
It would spark a lot of curiosity, sure.
Bio dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 913-586-7798, 586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.